Westwood.
This is Adam Virgo.
This is John Curtis.
Hi, this is Stan Collymore.
And you are listening to the V2 Football Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the V2 Football Podcast. I'm Chris Lappin. I'm delighted to be joined today by Chris Unsworth. How are you doing, Stephen, Chris?
How are you doing? You okay, Chris?
I'm brilliant, thank you. So Chris has joined us today to talk about the Offside Trust. Quickly talk us through what the Trust is and what's its aims.
Yeah, absolutely. The Trust, obviously myself and Steve, are working for the Trust. Basically, the aims are to, in the future, to safeguard the children.
Yeah.
Of the future, to obviously make sure what we have gone through in our childhood when we're playing football, to make sure that we can try and get things in place so this never happens again, basically.
Yeah. So is the plan to create a support network for players who have been abused?
Yeah, we've got quite a few lines that we're going to go through or go down, but yeah, that's one of them. Obviously, we're reaching out for the players that haven't spoken out as yet, and
yeah,
hopefully trying to get as many as we can to come forward and to reach out to them and just to say, look, it's okay to come out and speak about your abuse. You don't have to tell us who you are. You can stay anonymous, but we're actually there and we're here to help. So that's one of the angles where we're coming through. That we're coming down, so hopefully we can reach out to them and just say, yes, it is okay to talk about this, and we are here if you need us.
What has been the reaction from the Football League clubs to the organisation?
The only action we've asked for at the moment is really support. We're not asking for anything else at this moment in time. We have got a plan of action together with our board, and we're going to move that forward. So maybe in the next 3 to 4 months, we may be able to reach out there and to help the football clubs. But at the moment, that's all we're asking for is support. It has been very slow. We're trying to build the network up, the support network up. But yeah, there's quite a few clubs there that are not on board, and for some reason, we don't know why that is, but we're trying to get as many on board as we can.
Yeah, did you put up recently about half of the Football League are now pledging support to it?
So. Yeah, probably just over half now, so, I know it's only been about 12 weeks from when we actually came out, so we have done pretty well to get those, but yeah, there's still plenty of work out there, and we're still reaching out for the football clubs and any other sport clubs out there as well that feel that they can benefit from the Trust as well. So really, that's all we're doing at the moment is asking for support. The public have been absolutely fantastic. Other sports are coming forward, but yeah, the football itself, football clubs have been slow to react and to get on board with us, really.
So what about the modern day players? Have they been supportive?
There's a few, there's not many, to be fair.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're being told not to get on board. There's a few on board, but there's not many. On that side, it's very poor, really.
I saw Joey Barton tweeted out about it the other day.
Sorry, what did you say?
I saw Joey Barton tweeting out about it the other day.
Yeah, Joey Barton, yeah, he's been retweeting quite a bit of our stuff. So, yeah, I know, obviously, Joey gets quite a bit of bad press, but he's been there behind us quite a way, really.
Yeah.
Getting quite a few of the ex-players that are supporting us, the sort of age group that we are at now, and I think they understand that there was something that was going on in that era. So, those sort of lads that are the age from 40 to 55, they realised that there was something going on, so maybe that's why they're backing us. But the younger lads, they're in the Premiership now, and obviously in the other division, they probably don't really know about it, but it would be really good if they could get on board, because it'd help us raise awareness and get the kids on board, obviously, which are the future. So, we could really do with the younger side of the generation, or the younger side of the players, to get out on board and help push this along.
So how is the general psychological support for players these days compared to the late 80s, 90s?
I think the help is out there. Obviously, when we were growing up in our youth, there wasn't anything there. But I think the help and support is out there, but you might need to go and find it. That's where obviously the Offside Trust is going to go down and pursue that avenue, because you know the people that are coming out now. It's very slow and very tedious and hard work to get the help and support out there. So that is another line that we're going to pursue at the Offside Trust and get out there and raise awareness that help is there. So we're going to help them as well. To once they do come out, we're going to help them as much as we can.
Do you have information available to safeguard both players and coaches, really, going forward?
Not as yet. As I say, the Offside Trust, it's early days, so we're just really getting the business plan and everything together. So that's where we're at this moment. You know, we still are getting people coming out, and they're coming to us, and myself and Steve and the other lads that are on board with the Trust. So we know that it is working, and we've not really pushed it as yet. But the business plan is coming on, and hopefully within the next sort of 4 to 6 weeks, we'll be there, and hopefully we can get some backing and obviously supporters.
Yes, yeah, so I mean, there's a website in the pipeline.
Yeah, the website should be up and running in the next sort of 4 to 6 weeks. I was speaking to the company that is doing the website today, actually. We're just waiting for some bits and bobs to get sorted out. So that should be going live shortly within the next month or so.
So what would your advice be to give players and coaches the protection they need?
The advice for players and coaches, what if they happen to see anything that's going on, or if they asking for help,
It'd be more in the how to safeguard against it happening. So, for example, if a coach takes a player aside, make sure there's another adult there, save the way. If the coach takes a player aside, the player should all make sure.
That all depends on the club, really, and on what safeguarding procedures that they've got in place, really. It's not too bad in the Premier League clubs and in the top flight, but obviously down at grassroots, that's where there is a problem.
Yeah.
But there's coaches out there, there's managers, there's mums and dads running around left, right and centre, so that's where we've got to address the situation. I think the Premiership clubs, I think they've got a pretty good safeguarding system. We're actually going to a club tomorrow that we've been told is one of the best in the country. Mm. So we're going to, myself and Steve are going to go down there and see what safeguarding system that they have in place, and maybe, hopefully, somewhere down the line, not too far in the distant future, we can obviously build on this and maybe go and visit other clubs to see what their safeguarding procedures are, and hopefully, if it's not, then we can help them and replicate this other top flight club, where we can guide them into other things as well. So that's going to be an exciting day tomorrow, actually.
So do you think at a grassroots level there should be stricter checks in place for coaches?
It's a tough one. It really is a tough one.
You don't really want to scare coaches away, but you need to protect the children, so it's...
No, not at all. I mean, this is somewhere where we're going to have to pursue, because there's no funding at grassroots anyway, so we're going to have to pursue this one, because it is a tough one. So hopefully the Offside Trust will be able to help and guide the grassroots level. So it's something that we're going to have to work on, and maybe we can get other people on board. So we'll have to watch and see that one.
All right, and what are the short and long term goals of the Trust? If we go forward a year to 5 years.
If we go forward, obviously the safeguarding of our future children, future players of the future, is one of our main priorities. But also going down the route of the abuse side of things, we're obviously reaching out for the players to come out and say it's okay to talk to us. And obviously we're gonna reach out to them, and if they need help, therapy, counselling, we'll be able to offer that as well. Not just for the victims as well, but for the victims' families as well, because they're victims actually as well.
Yeah.
So we're going to get that in place as well. So that's another area where we're going to pursue. So that's a big part of the Offside Trust as well. You know, maybe somewhere along the line we could have two or three safe houses in the country. So obviously we can work around the country, different parts. We're going to have a safe house, one in the north, one in the south, one in the Midlands, you know, and maybe up in Scotland. That's one of our future goals.
Yeah.
And obviously at the safe houses we can look after the families and the victims and, you know, get them help. So that's where we're looking at in the future as well. So it's very, very early days, but we've got to, you know, we've got to get the funding behind us, which is obviously paramount.
Right, so before we go, how do our listeners find out more information about the trust?
At the moment, obviously, the website is... Oh, sorry.
As I say, you're just purely on Twitter and Facebook? Or?
Yeah, Twitter and the Facebook. The website is not live, but hopefully in the next 3 to 4 weeks, the website will be live. But at the moment, yeah, we're just, there's a Facebook page and there's a Twitter page as well. Most of the stuff, is on Twitter, as I say, but at the moment, we're just asking for more followers, and the more followers, the more support we can get out there to raise awareness. That's all we're asking for at the moment. Hopefully in the next 4 to 6 weeks, we can move on with the business plan, we can get some serious funding off the relevant companies and businesses. We can move it forward, and then once we've got some backing and some money in the bank, then we can move this forward and we can see it going really well and maybe really quick as well. So if there's anybody out there that wants to talk to us, you can follow. We'll follow you back. You can DM us, you can ring us, and we're there for everyone. It's not just the sporting world.
Yeah.
We're reaching out to anyone that wants, you know, that has been abused, and we'll look after you.
So I think you just passed. Are you about to pass 10,000 followers, or have you done that now?
Yeah, we've just gone past 10,000. We're up to 10,300 or something like that, which is a short amount of time. I think we've done really well.
I think that's brilliant. It's 6 weeks,
really,
isn't
hard.
It?
Yeah.
Right, so I've really enjoyed speaking to you today. Well, good luck for the trust and going forward, and I'd love to have you on again to have an update on how things are going.
All right, Chris. That'll be great. Superb.
And I'll put all the links in the description below this interview if anybody wants to follow you.
Okay. Superb. That's great stuff.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
All right, Chris. Thanks very much. Speak to you soon. Cheers. Bye.